WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. You know, life's a wild ride, right? It throws curveballs, tests our limits, and sometimes leaves us feeling like we're just trying to stay afloat. But what if I told you there are some seriously powerful habits you can build to not only weather the storms, but actually thrive in them? Today, we're diving deep into building strong mental health habits, the kind that make you feel unshakable, resilient, and ready to conquer anything. Ever felt like your mind is a battlefield? Thoughts racing, anxiety swirling, and you just can't seem to find that inner peace? Trust me, I get it. But here's the good news. Just like physical health, mental well-being is something you cultivate day by day. It's about making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. And guess what? You have the power to do that right now. First up, mindfulness is not just some buzzword, folks. This is about being present in the moment, savoring the little things, and learning to quiet the mental chatter. Think of it like this. Your mind's a restless puppy, mindfulness is teaching it to sit and stay. You can start with simple breathing exercises, focusing on your senses, or even just taking a few minutes each day to be completely still and observe your thoughts without judgment. It may feel awkward at first, but trust me, the benefits are worth it. Next, we've got physical activity. Now, I know what you're thinking. Brandon, another fitness guru. But hear me out. Exercise isn't just about sculpted abs, it's a powerful mood booster. Endorphins, those feel-good chemicals, get released when you move your body, leaving you feeling energized and less stressed. Find something you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing, hiking, swimming, or even just taking a brisk walk in the park, and make it a regular part of your routine. Now, let's talk sleep. I know some of us out there are chronic night owls, but trust me, consistent sleep is crucial for mental well-being. Think of it like this. Sleep is when your brain does its most important work, processing emotions, consolidating memories, and preparing for the day ahead. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours each night, create a relaxing bedtime routine, and avoid screen time before bed. Fueling your body with nutritious foods is another key player in this game. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a high-performance car, right? Your brain deserves the best fuel. Focus on whole foods, fruits, vegetables, lean protein, and healthy fats, and limit processed sugars and unhealthy fats. You'll feel the difference in your energy levels, focus, and overall mood. Finally, let's talk about connection. We are social creatures hardwired for connection. Nurturing relationships with loved ones, building a supportive community, and engaging in meaningful conversations can make all the difference in our mental health. So reach out to friends and family, join a club or group, or simply engage in genuine conversation with people who lift you up. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high-powered lawyer juggling a demanding career and a busy personal life. She's constantly on edge, feeling overwhelmed, and struggling to sleep. One day, she decides to try incorporating these mental health habits into her routine mindfulness exercises during breaks, regular walks in the park, and prioritizing quality time with loved ones. You know what? She starts to feel a shift. Her anxiety lessens, she sleeps better, and she feels more grounded and present. Sarah's story is just one example of how these simple yet powerful habits can transform your mental well-being. Remember, folks, building strong mental health isn't a destination, it's a journey. It takes time, effort, and consistency, but the rewards are immeasurable. So start small, experiment with different strategies, find what works for you, and celebrate every step you take towards a happier, healthier mind. And that's the Stoic State of Mind message for today. I want to hear from you. What's one habit you're going to implement this week? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or hit me up on social media at Stoic State of Mind. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Until next time, keep striving for that unshakable inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.